This is part 3 of a 5-part series. As you move along, you'll see the ephemeral wetland and sinkhole on your right. You may notice vegetation that is different from the rest of Siep. This is because for much of the year, this area has no standing water. As such, the plants here have to tolerate both wet and dry conditions. On your left, you'll see the shallow treatment marsh. Stormwater leaving the forebay travels through the shallow marsh in the foreground. Additional nutrients are removed from the water by the plants in this area before it enters the pond. Unlike most stormwater basins, the ecologically enhanced design of Siep regulates water flow internally, redirects the flow using berms, and creates deep water pools. This complexity increases the plant and animal habitat, as well as the water treatment potential. When it rains, the forebay rapidly fills with water and slowly releases the cleaner water into the rest of the basin. The water then flows through the shallow marsh for further treatment and eventually enters the pond in front of you. Walk a little way off the boardwalk and continue with part 4 at the next kiosk.